Local Talk on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk. Live and local with Monica J.
Well, not only that, but we're the only ones talking about this stuff where you can get your opinion out and talking about it honestly. Wow. Welcome to the Monica J. Show, 92.3, 99.1 FM Talk. So glad you're with me today on this groovy Tuesday. We've got a lot to talk about. I mean, you look at the headlines. You know, it's just, I can see how people are frightened, where the fear comes from. Let's see, techno-tyranny, how the U.S. national security state is using coronavirus to fulfill an Orwellian vision. We got AG Barr warns states going too far on coronavirus lockdowns could face legal action. That shouldn't be a could there. It should be should face or will face legal action. Let's see what else we got. This one I want to go just into a little bit more detail with. Tents raised outside the Los Angeles VA to help homeless vets neglected by the agency. Yeah. The Los Angeles VA sits on, 388-acre property. And it is just this huge, lush property. And what they did in the wake of all this for homeless vets was throw some pup tents out in their parking lot with a lush, huge area behind the fence, on the other side of the fence. So Judicial Watch, I love these guys. If you are not hooked up with judicialwatch.org, you're really missing out, because these are the people who are, they're taking it straight to the courts. They know what they're doing, and they're on top of it all. So Judicial Watch, since it's Los Angeles, you know, they're not doing anything. So they put up all these big tents, tents that you can actually live in, all along the outside of their fence with the flags of their military service. They gave them some great necessities, you know, sleeping bags, making sure that they're comfortable. They draped it all in American flags, so they've got like a veterans row now. Go on to judicialwatch.org and you can see the pictures. I'm so proud of some people, how they stand up. Because you know what? If you look at what's going on, this whole COVID Wuhan Chinese virus thing, it's not slowing down the destruction of San Francisco. Yeah, nothing happening with the homeless there. But I'm sure they'll get their payments and, you know, squander it on whatever drugs and alcohol or that they use, because they're not using it to clean their lives up. Let's go to the phone lines at 884-9910. Check in with Doug this morning. Hi, Doug. Thanks for calling the show.
Yes, hi. I'm just following up with the four-week saga as a small businessman, as I've reported to you, with the corona catastrophe dip-end, I guess, or payment. After 4 weeks, it finally came last week.
Wow, it did. I was, you know, I've been sending out thoughts saying, Doug, what's an update? What's an update? So that's impressive. So now are you going to be able to sustain your business and your employees?
Well, that helps because it's a small business. You know, I really have myself and one employee, but it's very good for that employee because it reassures reassures them, at least psychologically, that we have some backup. And I think that's probably the key. I mean, it's not, we're not going to retire and put a new roof on and, you know,
right,
get kicked right back with the payment. But it helps. And the deal was that for up to $10,000 per employee, they would give you $1,000. So this fell below the crack where you had multiple employees and you could take advantage of the payroll protection plan, which other companies, you know, up to 500 could take advantage of. I couldn't. It was just, by the time they did the math, you divided by this and that, it was less than I would have gotten with mm-hmm. the whatever the term they put with the corona damage waiver, whatever they called it. So
yeah,
that's the end of the saga. Let's hope we don't have to go for another one. What is the status of our king in getting Nevada back to work?
Still hiding. Still hiding, waiting for somebody else to make the decision. He joined in with the pack of the West Coast Democrats, you know, for all of their states. But, Doug, I want to ask you a question. What did you think and how did you feel when you saw all of those big companies, Ruth Chris, Shake Shack, all of those, getting all of this money first when it was actually meant for people like you?
Well, of course, you know, the immediate reaction is one of self-preservation, and that's not fair. You know, it comes back to smacking of fairness. And if you look at the Democrats' playbook on this, they're just not fair. They've never been fair. You know, if you look at the Kavanaugh stuff, if you look at the recent thing with Biden and his accuser, it just goes on and on. And look at Nancy Antoinette, you know, when she went and did the skit on the ice cream. I mean, mm-hmm. you know, the Democrats, it just, you see, there's nothing you can do. And I constantly tell my associates, friends, and customers that we're little fish, not much we can do. Yes, a vote here or there, but, you know, like if I wrote Rosen, I've told you this before many times, worthless, waste yeah. of the neurons to send an email. And the yeah. trouble is when you go and send them an email, then they have her in email, and then she sends this pathetic update every week that shows you less than if you just Googled it yourself. And so, yes, a feeling of seething, of anger, but that's the deal. You know, what's one small company or one group going to do? So,
yeah.
Good question. That's the answer.
All right, Doug, we're pulling for you. I'm so glad that you got what you did for your employee to give them peace of mind and just being Nevada strong. So, Doug, thank you so much. You have a great day, and we're going to get through this. We're going to come out on the other side, but I hope it opens up a lot of people's eyes. Let's go to the phone lines, 884-9910, and check in with Bill from Gardnerville this morning. Hi, Bill.
Hi, Monica. Pleasure to talk to you. Thanks for having me on.
Thanks for calling.
I wanted to comment on our veterans. And, you know, gosh darn it, I've got a couple of friends that are veterans and fine Americans, and they make $3,000, $3,800 a month, and they take care of themselves and have that. I think this other problem is we don't have a homeless problem. We have a drug and alcohol problem.
Yeah. And a mental health problem.
Yes.
Because even for
sure.
our veterans,
yes,
you know, that PTSD runs deep, especially when you see the veterans and their therapy animals that need to be taken care of as well out on the streets. You know,
yeah.
What
I couldn't agree with you more. You're absolutely right.
You know, this is just crazy. But, you know, the Democrats, especially being in L.A., they're going to take care mm-hmm. of the illegals before they take care of these vets.
I know. And I'm a registered Republican and have been since I was 18 years old. And I'm 58. I've never missed a vote. I've lived in 2 states and 4 counties. And my gosh, that's where I'm at with that one. But I agree with that. And my good friend is James Settlemyer in Nevada, and he's out for our best interests. I'd like to put him in the governorship if he'd want the job.
Well, we need to get some. Well, we need to get
funny.
Somebody.
Like,
we need to get somebody in there and get this doofus out.
Yeah.
So hopefully you've also signed the recall petition.
I did sign the petition for you. I did that under your request, and I made an attempt to go, and I did that.
Well, and now talk to your good
James
friend
Settlemyer for governor. That's
it. Now talk to Settlemyer and get him to sign the recall petition. So, Bill, thank you so much for the call. It was a pleasure having you on today. Bill, I got a little word there. He was a first-time caller, so that's fantastic. This is your station. Don't be just, you know, a first and one-time caller. Call all the time. I want to know what you're going through and how you're getting through this. 884-9910. Or you can always send me an email at monica@991fmtalk.com and answer today's poll question, because this is what I like what Doug called her instead of Marie Antoinette. It is Nancy Antoinette. Here's what's going on now. And I had mentioned this earlier, James Clyburn, who is in the House as well. He was caught saying, you know, this is the perfect time for us to remake everything that's going on to what we wanted. Well, Nancy and the team is now proposing a $2,000 a month stipend, basic income for everybody. Do you agree with that? Log on to 991fmtalk.com. Do you agree that everybody, working or not, should have a minimum income of $2,000 a month, whether they earned it or not? It's going to be interesting to see how this goes. All right. We'll be right back after this quick break with more of your calls on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
There is no need for you to speak unless I ask you a question.
FM Talk, radio, 99.1, KKFT. For Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk.
It's the Monica J. Show, your show on 92.3, 99.1 FM Talk. I've got three people waiting on the line, so I'm going to rip through this rather quickly. Got an email from Ted, just got my email returned to me. They shut off the email system for their website to help people. Still pending 6 weeks now, at least. My daughter got and her friend got through as students, but just another nasty twist from the state of Nevada to keep us without unemployment. That's Ted, you know. So as soon as I got Ted's email, I contacted Dieter and got this response from Rosa. Internet help at Dieter.nv.gov email account did reach a level of maximum capacity, but it is back up. We ask that filers not utilize this account to contact UI staff or to forward documents regarding their claim, as the account was not created to support such loads. We appreciate your partnership and support in getting information out. Oh, that's for me. So there you have it. I guess people are forwarding documents in the email that they're sending, and that's overwhelming the system. Let's go to the phone lines. Check in with Joel this morning. Wants to, we lost Joel. So let's go to Joe. Joe wants to talk about Sisolak. Hey, Joe.
Hey, Monica. I was at the rally Saturday, and I was carrying around a sign that said, living and working equal essential, Sisalak equal non-essential.
Exactly.
My other comment, and you probably noticed, but many people did not or do not, is did you notice he's holding the entire state hostage for Las Vegas? And my bet is it's absolute punishment to all the rural counties, because when I checked the voting of the last election, only Washoe and Clark County voted for him. Not one other county voted for him. So he's punishing them, even though they have minimal cases. And as you might know, I know people who are working in some of the local hospitals. They're laying off nurses because there's no elective surgery income.
Yeah, they're furloughing doctors and nurses and all kinds of staff because they're not bringing any money in either. And, you know, the whole thing with that, Joe, is so disgusting, especially for the fact that the hospitals get a whole lot of money for COVID patients, especially if they're ventilated. And the hospitals here don't have the COVID patients like New York and California. It's just not happening here, but they're still keeping us shut down. And Trump said it's up to the governor. And you are 100% right. This is punishment. And he is going to keep everybody shut down until he can open Las Vegas. So
I have one other quick comment.
Oh, go ahead. Go ahead.
Quick comment. Jason Soto and the police of the entire United States are required to follow federal and state law. There is no law against social distancing. They have no right to go and tell any social distance groups to break up. That is not within their purview. Anybody that disagrees, I'd like them to call into your station.
Well, you know, Joe, I'm going to add to that and let everybody know that all the law enforcement that we had out at the rally, none of us were ever harassed. We were never told to physical and social distance. So, you know, I do have to give them a lot of credit for Saturday because they were absolutely awesome. So, Joe, thank you so much for the call. And let's take another quick one. I'm going to have to take a break here soon. But before we do that, we are definitely going to talk to Terry this morning. Hi, Terry.
Hi, how's it going?
It's going. I think for all of us, it's going.
It's not going for the unemployment department because I got a friend of mine who just got laid off on the 15th of March.
Uh-huh.
Got his paperwork in, got accepted, you know, you're good, blah, 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 blah. And he hasn't received a penny.
Yeah.
Not one penny.
It's going to be that way. You know, Terry, whether it be people filing for regular unemployment or people who are independent contractors for the 1099s with sending their stuff in, that's not even going to be processed until the middle of May. So people aren't going to see anything. There's no money coming in for these people. So I am just hoping they get a stimulus check or something because people still need to pay their rents. People still need to, as I mentioned, the food supply, the chain, it's going to be not shutting down, but it is going to be stretched very thin coming up here very shortly. And people who do not have their unemployment, they can't do any stocking. So it's just, this is to bury us, Terry. This is to bury us so people with power can change the rules on us and we will follow along because we want help. And we can't do it, Terry. Well, tell your friend to stay strong. Yeah, tell your friend to stay strong and talk to your friends, talk to your neighbors, talk to your employers, your past employers. Get whatever help you can from whatever resource. Because you know how they kept saying that this is going to get worse before it gets better? They weren't talking about the deaths because they're not there. They were talking about other things. Just keep that in mind. All right. Let's get a Fox News update here, and we will be back. We've got a guest who is going to be joining us in the next half hour running for office, and I'm going to pull up my information here real quickly. Whoops. Christopher Dare from Sparks. Christopher, you know I'm going to ask you about the homeless board. So Christopher Dare, City of Sparks, the city council, we'll be talking with him just after the quick news update. Thanks for being here. I can't do this without you, but I love doing it with you. 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Younger. Smarter. Better. FM Talk, KKFT, FM 99.1 is FM Talk. For Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk, KKFT.
It's the Monica J Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. So glad you're with me today, and I want to hear from you. So Monica at 991FMTalk.com, or, of course, our website, because we've got our question of the day. Yes, our poll question is up there. Nancy Pelosi already pushing for $2,000. She wants the U.S. to establish a guaranteed monthly income of $2,000 for everybody. What do you think about that? Do you agree with that? Already got some results. 11% of those participating already say yes. 82% say no. And we have kind of a little joke answer there, but it's no joke. 2 + 2 = 5. That's right. Where's the money going to come from? That's right. It's going to come from you and I. So please, 991fmtalk.com and answer the poll question for today. And we'll get to the results of yesterday's poll question, which was, with what's going on in the world right now, do you think that we will have a food shortage this year into next? 55% of those participating said yes. 28% said no. And then 10% said no one trusts the media, so who knows? That's why I'm not listening to the media, and I'm going to the farmers and the ranchers, and with what they're being told to dispose of animals, to plow under their fields. Why? Because there's no way to process all that stuff. There are ways, but the processing plants that are still open are overwhelmed. So what do you do? Now, remember, I'm not talking about fresh stuff here. I'm talking about all of those big farms that supply all the major corporations that bring you your canned food, the canned corn, beans, whatever you buy in a can. Those can't be processed. So, better be ready to take care of yourself. With what we've had for unemployment, the government sure as hell not ready. Let's go to the phone lines, because let's talk government. This is the most important election, the primary election. It's not necessarily the general. It is the primary election, because that is when you are voting for the person who you believe is going to be your voice and make the decisions that you would want for our community. So Christopher Dare from the City of Sparks is joining us right now from the Sparks City Council. Hi, Christopher. Thanks for being here with us.
Hello. How are you doing?
I am doing well. I'm doing good, but I'm doing bad for all of those around me. I hate seeing what's going on.
Yeah, me too. I tell you what, I'm watching it and then trying to find answers. It is crazy. And they keep using the word unprecedented, but I've not found a better word for it yet. I just, you know, in my lifetime, never thought we'd be sitting where we're at right now.
And that's the hard part, Christopher, is when you, as a council person, can't get the answers, none of us can get the answers. And that's all people want. They want direction.
No, believe me, I'm in meetings. I just got out of some budget meetings and just sitting back looking, and we're just trying to consider the damage done with all that's happened. And we can't even really come up with great answers ourselves for what we need to be doing. I mean, I can say as a commitment, we're going to do all we can to see, especially what we can control up here. When it comes to Reno, Washoe County, and Sparks, we really do try to work together. And I do believe we're going to continue to do what we can to open things back up, and then also just really make this economy back to what it was. You know, we were doing very well, and what a shutdown.
Yeah. And then help our neighbors as well. So I'm hoping people kind of put the non-essential stuff aside for right now. You know, it's especially with the special events that are being shut down. It's just crazy. But I want to let everybody know that you can go to ChristopherDare.com. Christopher's one of those ones that spells it with a K. So Christopher, DAHIR.com. You can see what Christopher focuses on, public safety, infrastructure, all that. Although the boards and everything he does is endorsements. But let's talk about what's going on right now, Christopher. You also sit on the board. I was going through your boards and it's like, oh my God, how do you get anything done? You... You are just about on everything. Well, the one board I want to tell you, ask you about, because Sparks does it right. Sparks applies the law and lets law enforcement do what they do. And you do not have the homeless issue that Reno does. What is it like being on that board? And is anything going to be done, especially when we see what's going on with this crisis that we're in now? Everybody else is forced to shelter in place and take care, but we still have our homeless people wandering around here in Reno.
Well, it is interesting to sit back and watch that. So just quick history on me. I've worked with homeless. I'm from Vegas before here, and I've, as a pastor, has worked with homeless for years. And so there's a balance of valuing them, but also valuing them enough to love them and say, we can't do this. And then also our community. And so one of the things I push for constantly is that balance, is we're not at all trying to devalue anybody, but also still have laws and still have just some decent living for everybody, including you when you want to bring your family down to the river, that you're not wondering if you're going to make it back without something you didn't want. And so we... are working on that hard. I actually, a few of us years ago actually put this board together, and it's hard because there's people who complain about what we do all the time, and I don't believe we can ever move fast enough to get everything done we want. But there's a lot of really good things that have come out of the CHAB coming together, and mainly it's getting us talking and working on similar pages. So when it comes to the river, Ron Smith and myself and the rest of our city council as well, we went down there and we saw some of the things, and we said, we have to take back our river. And we have. Now, during this time, if you go down there, it's a little different just because our police have to be focused on other things. So there might be some things happening that haven't been in a while. But as soon as this is done and we can start opening up and start functioning a little more normal again, we will put a lot of effort. Now, one of the goals, and this might help regionally for Reno and Washoe County, one of our goals is to have a river team. You might have heard about this already, but making it to where instead of somebody knowing, as soon as you leave Sparks, you walk into Reno and they can do whatever they want over there, or maybe not here, and depends on the day of enforcement and stuff. We're going to do a river team that's comprised of Washoe County, Reno, and Sparks police officers who work together. And I also serve, as you saw, on all things water. And so I'm very concerned about that as well. Mm-hmm. And so Tumwa, we set aside $200,000 to help with the river. And it's not just clean up in the sense of homelessness, because there's other things to consider as well. But we definitely need to protect our greatest resource. It's the most important thing we have is our water, and so we're doing all we can. So working together is the answer. Sadly, it's slow moving. If we could just make a decision ourselves, sometimes that's easier, but it doesn't work that way. We all get to work together, and so it moves a little slower, but I think we've made some big
strides. The tough part, because when you're dealing with people's lives, you know, you have people that are being hurt, you have people that are being killed. They can't go through the bureaucratic process and the red tape. But thank you for putting together the police from both cities and the county, because that's always something that you hear is, you know, that's over there 10 feet, so it's not our problem. It's like, no, that's Sparks' problem. No, it's Reno's problem. No, it's the county's problem. And if you have all three entities working together, they can't pass the buck.
Well, and that's exactly it. And part of it, you know, and it's the hard part is it has to do with, you know, it's almost like if you've watched somebody else parent or anything, you might look back and say, well, I'd never do that with my kid or this or that. So when it comes to enforcing laws, sometimes how we do it and how somebody else does it, they look the same way. And so putting us on the same team will help everybody come to some similar answers as well, because now instead of us looking across the pond going, I can't believe that, you know, now we're saying, okay, even if we have to wrestle each other, let's come back in the same room and let's have an answer here, because we can't have it different over there and then different over there, you know, and I do believe, and at the same time, I would say this, and I'm not, you know, I mean, the one thing I think I'm not good at, I'm not the greatest politician. And I say that because I don't love politics. I think sometimes that stuff gets in the way of making good answers, but I am someone who wants to make good answers. And so I tend to, when I work with people, you can set some of those things aside and say, can we just make an answer that makes sense and it's best for people? And that's what I constantly try to do. When somebody tells me, well, I'm this or that, and I'm, well, that's nice, but can we just be human beings for a second here? And how do we make the best decision here?
That makes you a great elected representative. Maybe not a great politician, but a great elected representative, because what you're doing is you're not serving the government, you're serving your community.
Well, that's, I hope so. And I do believe we made huge strides because of it. And I'm not the only one. There's a lot of us, that's part of why a lot of us like local politics, is because we can say, you know what, we run this fashion. I mean, and I'm honored to say that the person that was running against me has backed out, which I didn't have anything to do with that. I promise. So I win. I get to be the city councilman for the next 4 years following. So I won't be on the ballots if anybody's looking for that, because my name automatically goes through.
I'm glad you still called in and took this time with us. And people can still go to ChristopherDare.com. And the nice aspect there is you have contact information. You know, that's the hard part is when you look at, like, say, Kitty Jung over at the county, there's no contact information for her on her official site or on the county, anything like that. So people feel disconnected when you're not willing to put yourself out there if you are a servant of the community.
Well, I say this to anybody, they're welcome. I mean, I love having conversations. And even if we don't agree, you know, to me, I use my wife as an example. I probably disagree with her more than anybody in this whole world. And I love that woman. And we've been married 27 years. So disagreement does not bother me. Matter of fact, it makes me better, because that means they see something I didn't see. And it doesn't mean we always come to the exact details together, but I would just say we need to hear from each other. And so don't be shy to call me. I'm always up for a conversation. And even if it doesn't mean we can see eye to eye exactly how to see that, it's just different perspectives. But it makes me smarter, not less. So I appreciate when people do connect.
Well, good. I'm going to hold you to that next time we have an issue. But I never have issues
please.
With Sparks. That's
well,
the problem.
Please feel free to call. I mean, I tell you, I love serving this city and I love serving our region. And I also say this, one of the things we are doing a lot, and this will affect tons, and hopefully we can get the word out when it comes time. So I'll be the president of the Nevada League of Cities next round. And then I'm also the vice chair of economic development for National League of Cities across the whole country. And so I serve on those boards as well. And we are definitely going to the legislation to say you have to fix our property tax situation. Because the problem with cities is people, I just got off the phone today with someone who's not very pleased with a few things, but it all comes back to I'm being asked to do something I don't have the money for. And as people move in here, they're not helping to pay for some of the infrastructure we need. So it just sits in this lingering bad place, which affects everything we just talked about, from homelessness to even more. And so that is one of the areas I'm working hard on. And please know.
All right. As long as you promise not to burden the people who are already here and being supportive and doing their thing. So, Christopher, you know, I'm 100% agree. I'm going to hold you to that. And once we kind of get through all of this, I want to talk to you about that. And downtown, too. It's getting kind of claustrophobic down there on Victorian Avenue. So,
well, once we can open it, you'll see. I think it's going to be great. I really do believe that. We have a few things in the works, and it definitely is more crowded than it was before, without question. But when we get to that place and that place is popping like we envision, it's going to have a lot of purpose. And I do believe it's going to be a gem. And there's a lot of really neat ideas that we have.
I know, because I've already got Toby Keith tickets for July. So hopefully that's, hopefully that'll be, everything will be cleared up by then. So, Christopher, thank you so much for being on the show today. And congratulations on returning to the Spark City Council for another 4 years. So, Christopher Dare, ChristopherDare.com if you want to find out more. Thanks, Christopher.
Have a great day. Thank you.
You too. It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. We will be right back after this.
Nevada's news. Talk about it here. Call 884-9910. 99.1 FM Talk. KKFT. KKFT.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Your talk line, 884-9910. That's also your text line. Yes, you don't have to actually be on the show. If you don't want to, you can just send us a quick text, or you can always email me at monica@991fmtalk.com. And I've been trying to get to a specific email that I've been emailing with a grocery chain. One of the grocery chains, I have some ins. And I want to bring this to you. But first, we go to the phone lines and check in with Tyler this morning. Tyler, thanks for calling the show. What would you like to talk about today, Tyler? Oh, wait a minute. I got to get Tyler going here. There we go.
Yeah, I'm here.
Hi, Tyler. Okay. Hi, Tyler. What would you like
to
talk about?
I'll go fast because I know we're short on time. As you know, I'm to the far, far right of Attila the Hun politically. And when I heard you mention that it was difficult to get in touch with Kitty Jung, I had to call you, because when I've had problems with the county, which it seems to happen a lot, I can't get anything out of Bob Lucy. I can't even get an email response from him. He's supposed to be the commissioner from the district where I live. But I call Vaughn Hartung, or I call Kitty Jung. And the last time, there was a drain issue over where I live, and I reached Kitty Jung on this phone number. I'm going to give it to you so people can stand by with their pencils if they want to jot it down. But it's the same number that they give you at the county for her, and it rings at her house. And I talked to her while she was getting supper ready a few months back. And, you know, she's chatting with me, and I can hear the pots and pans clattering. So, I mean, it's, she's trying to do a good job for anybody, regardless of your political inclination. And I really respect that. So, anyway, here's Kitty Jung's number. It's J-U-N-G, for those who aren't familiar. And she's one of the county commissioners. It's 219-5472. 219-5472. Now, sometimes you get a recording, but I mean, if you call my house, you get a recording sometimes too. So,
yeah.
But I can tell you, she's been very responsive when I've asked her, you know, to look into something. And it's unfortunate that my, you know, designated commissioner doesn't lift a finger to help me, but I can call her. Or I've had real good luck with Vaughn Hartung. If he wanted to run for, you know, governor or Congress or something like that, I'd be on his campaign. But anyway, that's all I've got for you.
Well, let me just say one thing, because I don't take that as a bash of Kitty, because I adore Kitty, even though we're on the opposite ends of the spectrum as far as our politics go. She's always the first person I'll hug in a crowd. You know, well, maybe not right now because we're just an elbow bump or, you know, whatever. But yeah, it's just, you know, let's get some email information on there as well. So people, sometimes people don't like to call. They just, there's just a feeling about it. And just put an email out. Let them email. Let them text something. We'll be back after this.